Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 5th edition. Got an 11-game slate to break down for you starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Hope you all had a great 4th of July holiday. It was a lot of fun in my neck of the woods. Hope you guys had a great time as well. Doing whatever you do, friends, family, work. I don't know what you had going on, but hope you guys had a good time and enjoy the holiday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You'll find all my podcasts, Bench with Bubba, First Pitch Podcast, Always Pressing DFS, Bubba in the Bloom, plus all my written content as well on that Twitter, so go check that out. Let's get into the totals on today's Wednesday's 11-game slate. Reds Nationals, 9.5. Orioles Yankees, 9.5. Braves Guardians, 9.5. Rangers White Sox, 9.5. Sensing a trend, aren't you? Royals Twins, 8.5. Blue Jays White Sox, 9. Cubs Brewers, 8.5. Angels, Padres, 8.5. Mariners, Giants, 8. Mets, D-backs, 9.5. Pirates, Dodgers, 9. So a lot of totals of 9 or higher. So it means we have a few pitchers to target and a lot of bats on this slate. Let's talk about the pitchers. Your top price pitcher is Justin Steele, $10,300 at the Milwaukee Brewers. I've always been a big Justin Steele fan. He has been outstanding since returning from the IL. His last two starts, even 6 innings or more, 1 total run allowed. And he struck out 14 over 12 in the third innings pitched against Cleveland and St. Louis. And now he gets to go up against the Milwaukee Brewers team that over the last 3 weeks, 25.2% strikeout rate versus lefties, hitting 221 with a 131 ISO. I have zero problem paying for Justin Steele on this slate. If you want to save $200, though, Pablo Lopez is $10,100 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Lopez has been outstanding of late. He's gotten at least 6 innings in 4 of his last 5 starts, 3 runs or less in 4 of the 5 starts, and he has 6 or more Ks in all 5 starts, 9 or more in 3 of 5. He's put up 22 or more points in 4 of 5, 17 as the floor. So lots of good stuff there from Pablo Lopez. Great cash game option. Definitely tournament appeal going up against the Kansas City Royals, a team that, you know, can surprise you once in a while, but for the most part, they're a big downer. Striking out 24.4% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting 240 with a 116 ISO. So I like Pablo Lopez a lot as well. I got Lopez over Steele and Cash. I got Steele and Lopez about 1A, 1B, priced pretty appropriately, $200 apart as the top price guys on this slate. So I like both of them quite a bit and might be worth paying up for, as you can find some value bats on this slate. Now, if you're looking for savings, gets a little more interesting. Like Jose Barrios at the Chicago White Sox, I can make an argument for. He's $9,200. Those are the only bugaboo. White Sox are striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last 3 weeks, hitting 244, but do have a 200 ISO. So a little risky for Barrios, especially at the price point. But on this slate, he does come into play. I love to play my Bay, Brian Bello, but I'm just avoiding Texas Rangers at all costs. Bello's been great. If you want to get risky in tournaments, go for it. But I'm going to pick my battles elsewhere. Now, if you want to save some money, though, Seth Lugo, $7,900 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Lugo's been finding his stride of late. His last start, 6 innings, no earned, 6 Ks at Great American Small Park. He's usually going to get you 5-ish Ks, go 5-ish innings for you. So the ceiling's not huge for Lugo, but a pretty good floor, especially against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who lost Anthony Rendon on Tuesday. Mike Trout's to the IL for 4 to 8 weeks. Shohei Ohtani left his start, stayed in to hit with a cracked nail, but early reports saying he might decide to take the rest of the week off and let the finger just heal over the All-Star break and not hit anymore this week. So you might have a Shohei-less lineup as well, which would be bonkers with the Angels, who right now 23.6% K rate over the last 3 weeks, 270 average, 254 ISO. A lot of that's inflated from that massive, like, 25-run outing in Coors Field. So Lugo at 79 would be a value for you on this slate. other than that, there's not a ton. Like Soroka at Cleveland at 67 is interesting because he looked much, much better in his return start to the bigs. Six innings, three earned, seven Ks for nearly 22 points. It's the Cleveland Guardians, though. It's the thing. They just don't strike out a ton. 19.1% K rate versus righties. Hitting 283. 120 ISO, so not a ton of power. But they're getting bases. They're going to BABIP you to depth, and they're not striking out. It's just it's a tough formula for fantasy success, but at least Soroka's $6,700, which makes him a fun target for value on this slate. So when I'm looking at pitching, it's Steele and Lopez up top. And if you guys listen to the show enough, you know I'm usually not one to pay up top very often. On this slate, I like Steele and Lopez quite a bit. And then you compare them up with the likes of Seth Lugo at 79 and Mike Soroka at 67. Those at this current time are the four pitchers I am looking to target on this 11-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Let's look at some bats on this 11-game slate now. Catcher's position for you. You got Sean Murphy at 58. He had the day off on Tuesday. He will be in the lineup on Wednesday. The Braves, once again, will be at a phenomenal stat going up against Cal Quantrill, who pitches the contact, came off the IL, got shelled. He really shouldn't be around. He's blocking. I'd rather have Logan Allen struggle and learn in the bigs than have Cal Quantrill get blown up. That's just my philosophy on life. So Sean Murphy at 58 is very, very, very much in play. Will Smith at 56 for the Dodgers. They're a great stack as well, going to Osvaldo Beto. Smith and the Dodgers should be a great target also. If you want to target Bayo, Jonah Heim's 48. It's like, I don't think I want to stack Texas. I don't want to use Bayo either. It's one of those where I could see Bayo going like five innings, allowing four runs. So Texas doesn't blow up a stack, but they don't allow Bayo to be successful. So it's kind of a lose-lose all around, especially when the Braves and the Dodgers probably go bonkers. But you never know. Texas could get to that Boston bullpen, which is not good, and go to Pound Town late in the game there. So Heim is $4,800. If Travis d'Arnaud's in the lineup, he's 47 versus Quantrill. Again, just keep targeting Cal Quantrill because he's hashtag not good. Going down farther, though, I love targeting Patrick Sandoval. So you got Gary Sanchez at 42. He's cooled down tremendously since that red heart start with the Padres. But if you're stacking the Padres, keep Gary Sanchez in mind. Below $4,000, Francisco Alvarez of the Mets at 36 versus the lefty Tommy Henry. Like that quite a bit for Alvarez at $3,600. Patrick Bailey going up against McCoffman of Seattle. Bailey's $3,500. He'd be another guy to keep in mind tonight. Low threes into the twos. Danny Jansen's $2,900 versus Lance Lynn. I'm always been a Lance Lynn fan because the strikeouts are there, but the consistency after that is not great. So Jansen and the Jays are worth a look tonight. Jansen, $2,900 is definitely a nice value at the catcher's position because he's got that power upside to pay off in a big, big way. Below that, though, it's murky. If you're going to target Soroka, Bo Naylor's $2,600. That's not horrible if you're targeting him. Otherwise, I'm good down here unless we get some sneaky value when lineups are released. First base position for you, they got Matt Olson at 64 versus Quantrill. You got Freeman at 61. I like Olson a ton compared to Freeman, but both really solid plays if you so choose. But Pete Alonso at 52 is mispriced against Tommy Henry. Like, I know Olson and Freeman have been consistent just mashers, but Pete Alonso at basically 900 cheaper than Freeman and 1200 cheaper than Olson, that's a good price differential value with Pete Alonso at 5200 versus Tommy Henry. Spencer Steers, $4,900 versus Josiah Gray. The fun Gray train has kind of disappeared a bit. Steers first base outfit eligible at $4,900. Vadito went deep on Tuesday. Vadito's $4,800 versus Lance Lynn. He's in play for you. Going down cheaper now into the 3K range, Justin Turner versus John Gray. John Gray hasn't been the same since his injury. Boston, they're not like lighting the world on fire, but Justin Turner has been a consistent hitter at the plate that we really like to target for DFS. He's $3,900 versus John Gray. Going down into the mid threes and below, you got the likes of not a ton. Brandon Belt at 3K is a good tournament play. We saw him even double dong the other day. He's first base outfield eligible. Like, he's not a world beater. He's not consistently good right now, but he is averaging over 7 points per game over his last 10. He's got 9 and 28 in his last two. He has been better. That's basically what I'm telling you. He's been much better. And for $3,000, he gives you that kind of the way I like Jansen's value upside. Belt brings that to the table as well against Lance Lynn at $3,000. Carlos Santana's 3K against Bobby Miller. Miller has fallen off the map in his consistency world. We just saw the Pirates go to Pound Town on Sheehan on Tuesday. So Carlos Santana at 3K is another one to keep in mind. Cheaper plays like Alex Kirilloff. Man, what has happened to Kirilloff? I would love to be rooting him on. He's been better, eight or more points in three of his last five, so he's got that going for him, which doesn't sound like much, but $2,700 is a value. Going up against the youngster Marsh, making his second start for the Royals, he got hit around in his first start, so the Twins can bring some value with guys like Kirilloff at 27. Mark Canha, if he's in the lineup for the Mets, he's first base outfit eligible. He's $2,600 versus Tommy Henry, and Canha has had great career success versus left-handed pitching. Got my boy Tristan Casas down to $2,300 versus John Gray. That's a good tournament value. I like that a lot for tournament values. And we're going to need tournament values if you're paying up for pitching. So guys like Casas, he could get you 0 for 4 with 3Ks. He could also go 3 for 4 with 2 doubles and a homer. And I would not be shocked the way he's hitting the baseball right now. So Casas makes a nice little tournament gamble at $2,300. Second base position for you here. You got Ketel Marte versus Kode Senga. But like Ozzy Albies, he double-donged on Tuesday. He's $5,700. He's got 22 home runs on the season. And he's in a phenomenal spot versus Scott Quantrill. Like, Ozzy Albies is worth the price if you can afford it. I like that. Matt McClain at 54 versus Josiah Gray. McClain just continues to crush. He's second base shortstop eligible. I like usually targeting Adrian Hauser. He's been the guy, though. He's kind of like the way I described the Rangers versus Bayo potentially. Hauser just hasn't gotten shelled enough to be a consistent stack against. But if you want, I get it. Like, Nico Horner at 52 would be a part of a Cubs stack if you want to. On this 11-game slate, I think there's other ways to go. But the Cubs, like if you're doing a lot of entries, sprinkling in some Cubs versus Adrian Hauser is not a bad way to go. Going down below 5K, now you got Jonathan India versus Josiah Gray at 47. India double-donged on Tuesday. Hyosung Kim, love him. Talked about him a lot on the show. Goes up against the lefty Sandoval. Kim is $4,400. Price has been going up, but the production has followed. So he's been worth the price increase for now. All-star Whit Merrifield, second base outfit eligible, is $3,800 versus Lance Lynn. He'd be a potential guy. Jordan Westberg, second base, third base versus Vasquez at $3,200 is another one to look at on this slate. Going below 3K now, it does get murkier for sure. Not the Caballeros, 25 versus Cobb, not in love with it. Nick Gonzalez, if you're stacking Pittsburgh, Nick Gonzalez at 24 is a nice value versus Bobby Miller. Wouldn't use him as a one-off. Like, I'd rather have like a Casas for one-off potentially. But Nick Gonzalez in a stack, he's second base shortstop for Pittsburgh at $2,400 versus Bobby Miller. That does make for a nice stack piece value. Third base, you got Elly De La Cruz at 6K. It's tough to pay that. Like, he's got the ceiling to blow that up. He's also got a mass. Like, I like to at least have a good floor when I'm playing, paying up for a guy. Cruz, it's tricky, but he's 6K versus Josiah Gray. I got J-Ram, but Austin Riley at 56 versus Quantrill is awesome. Manny Machado at 52 versus Sandoval is very solid as well. So those are two good ones to take a peek at. Gunnar Henderson is $4,700 versus Randy Vasquez. I don't know if I'm going full Baltimore stack, but Randy Vasquez will be his third spot start. He's been decent in his spot starts, but I got no problem with a little Baltimore action if you so choose. Max Muncy's been a massive disappointment, but he's $4,700 for Spido, and he makes for a good stack piece. And with the Dodgers, Jaime Candelario just continues to hit. I'll keep saying that. No one plays him. He's $3,700 for Graham Ashcraft. Ashcraft was horrible this year. Came back and had a really good start in his last start. I'll say that. Had a really good start. You know, you got to do it more than once to get me convinced that you're kind of there. So Washington could have some nice value here. Like a guy like Candelario at 37 against Ashcraft. Going down, Mikel Garcia versus Lopez in one-off, sure. Jordan Westberg at 32. Talked about him earlier. Other than that, though, like Brett Beatty's down here, but I'm not going lefty-lefty with Beatty just yet. He's got to earn that trust a little more there. So, yeah, not a ton down below at third base. Shortstop position for you. Mookie Betts at 65. Betts went deep again on Tuesday. The dude's just ridiculous. He's outfield shortstop eligible. He's worth the price. Like him, Acuna, and a couple others, if you can afford them, I have zero problem paying for them type guys. Like just even as one-offs, they bring such a great floor to the table that if you're taking risks, like if you're, and this is just in general, not for today's slate, but like if you're taking risks on like say a Danny Jansen or a Belt or a Casas or these value guys that you're hoping go deep, the big floor guys like a Betts and Acuna are huge in those lineups to me personally. Because it gives you a great floor with their ceiling that if they hit their floor and the other guys, your value plays hit, you're good. If like an Acuna hits his ceiling while your value guys hit, you're just leaping people. And that's the kind of way I look to build. Everyone has their way to do it. I can be told I'm wrong. That's why I like Betts quite a bit at 6,500. But going cheaper, you got Ellie De La Cruz, you got Matt McClain, like them both. I like McClain just for the savings over De La Cruz. And McClain's been just more consistent. He's found more ways to fantasy success. But in reality, if you're not paying for Betts up top, you're paying for Xander Bogaerts at 5K versus Sandoval. Bogaerts had a home run Tuesday. He hit two home runs on Monday. I talked about him on some other shows. He's really starting to heat up. I think he's getting healthy. Remember, he took that break because he's had that constant wrist injury that was bothering him when Machado was out. Then he kind of sat out for like five or six games. He's starting to hit the ball consistently right now, which makes me think he's getting healthy again. So Bogaerts at 5K versus the lefty Sandoval is nice. Love Lindor. He's been underappreciated in the DFS world compared to other shortstops. Lindor's $4,900 versus Tommy Henry. He hits lefties just fine. So do not fret on that. You got Gunnar Henderson at 47. Like in reality, I'd rather have Lindor over Henderson, but I love Gunnar if you want to go there. Carlos Correa is 46 versus Marsh. So a lot of good high-priced shortstops on the slate. Pretty much good stack pieces. If you're going to one-off at a pay-up spot, it's Bogaerts for me at 5K. But you can make great cases for a lot of these dudes at 4,500 and above as great pieces of stacks. That's the way you're going to want to build in these. Going to 4K and below now, it gets a little murkier. Like Anthony Volpe has been playing better. He's $3,400 versus Kramer. I'm probably just paying up at shortstop, to be honest. So keep that one there. But like if you are taking value Washington Nationals, CJ Abrams, $2,700 versus Ashcraft, he'd be one to go for. I didn't mention it at second base, but Luis Garcia would be a value there as well for the Nats. So those would be some dudes to look at. Outfield position for you, you got Acuna at 67. Already waxed poetic about him and Betts. Betts is 65. They're both great plays. But if you're stacking the Padres, you got Tatis at 63 versus Sandoval. He's starting to enter that Betts and Acuna world where Tatis is bringing the great floor in action. He's there. Corbin Carroll returned to the lineup on Tuesday. He went DP 6K. Carroll's another dude that I really don't care who he's pitching, if it's an ace or not. If you got the money and you want a one-off Carroll, I'm always there because he can get on in multiple ways. And when he gets on, he runs. He's got power. He can do it all. I love guys like that. It's like Tatis, Betts, Acuna. Those are the dudes we can dig for sure. Going into the 5K range now, Lou Bob's always tournament viable at 56. He went deep again on Tuesday. Got Jake Fraley versus Josiah Gray at $5,200. That's not too shabby. Brian Reynolds versus Bobby Miller at 5K. JD Martinez at 51 versus Bido as well. Reynolds returned from the IL a couple days ago. You got Logan Thomas at 5K. He's one of the few payout spots for Washington going up against Graham Ashcraft. So you like usual, similar like the shortstop, when you're paying up in the outfield, it's usually pieces of stacks because there's always tons of value in the outfield that have big boy potential as well. But if you're stacking up some of the big guys outside of like your one-offs with your Tatises and those dudes, that's totally fine too. Going below 5K now, you got Masataka Yoshida returned to lineup for Tuesday with the Red Sox. He's got John Gray at 48, so he's in play. Andy Santander at 47, but TJ Friedl, like I keep playing him over Fraley. Friedl's price has risen, though. He's up to $4,700, which is starting to get a little trickier, especially not in Great American Small Park, but Friedel at 47, if you're stacking the Reds, I want him. He's leading off, and that just adds so much more fantasy upside to you. Michael Harris had a monster game again. He's $4,600 versus Quantrill. That is an awesome wraparound piece in Atlanta. Mid-4Ks and below now. You got Brandon Nimmo versus the lefty Henry. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. If you're stacking the Mets, Keaton Nimmo on your radar. Eddie Rosario at 42 versus Quantrill is a cheaper piece of Atlanta, which is very nice. Going down below 4K now. Man, Jared Kelenic has fallen. That's a crazy one to keep looking at. James Outman double-donged on Tuesday. He's kind of been hitting better. I was looking at his game log about a half hour before the show, and it's starting. Like, there's still a bunch of overs there, but he's starting to put more consistency of actual good production. So Outman's $3,800 versus Beto. I keep him in mind. Starling Marte at 37 versus lefty Henry. I like that for some cheap Mets action for you. Jake Sawinski, I always tell you, we love him versus righties in tournaments. Sawinski went deep on Tuesday. He gets Bobby Miller. Sawinski's $3,500. Another good value piece in his matchup. David Peralta will get the start most likely for the Dodgers. He's $3,300 versus Beto. Love Tommy Pham at $3,200. He had like his first dud in forever on Tuesday. Go right back to the well with Pham at $3,200 versus Henry. It's just too cheap for the guy that's producing as consistent as Tommy Pham is, especially when he gets a lefty like Henry on the mound. So Pham at 32, really good value. There's Brandon Belt again. He's first base outfield at 3K. Will Benson, I love. Obviously, we love all Reds more in Great American Small Park, but Benson's been a beast since June 1st. He's 3K versus Josiah Gray, so Benson should be betting towards the bottom of the Reds lineup in that matchup. Going down into the 2K range, below 3K, of course. You got Jaron Duran at 28 if you'd like to get there. I think Max Kepler is a great tournament play at $2,800. Kepler went deep again on Tuesday. He'll be hitting. He's either at the top of the order or he's like fifth against for Minnesota, and he gets the righty Marsh at $2,800, so it's a good spot there for Max Kepler. Joey Weimer, not fading steel, so pass on that. Jordan Hayward might make the Dodgers lineup. He's $2,700 if you like a cheap piece there. I'm not recommending Joe Adell today, but just a heads up, he got recalled when Mike Trout went to the IL, so Adell will be coming into value place for us in the coming days, so keep him on your radar. Henry Davis at $2,600 for the Pirates against Bobby Miller is a nice value. Other than that, though, there will be many, many more because it is an 11-game slate, but we'll have to kind of wait and see how lineups come out and go from there. All right, recapping your pitching, pretty simple for me. It's Steele and Lopez up top. Like them both a lot. Lugo at 79 and Soroka at 67. Those are the four guys I'm targeting right now. Mentioned all the high totals, which means we have lots of stack options on this slate. I do like Cincinnati versus Josiah Gray, and I like the Washington value against Graham Ashcraft. I'm not saying I want full stacks of either team, but you could do nice mini stacks, couple two-man stacks, one-offs with Cincinnati and Washington, and enjoy that potential. Atlanta, we love versus Cal Quantrill, should be popular, but love that one. Like Minnesota versus Marsh quite a bit, so that's another one to keep in mind. And then like Toronto versus Lynn is intriguing. Love the Padres versus Sandoval. That's another one. Like the Mets versus Henry. And then we love the Dodgers versus Bobby Miller. I mean, the Dodgers versus Beto. Pittsburgh versus Miller is your sneaky one. So if I have to just narrow it down, it's Dodgers, it's Padres, and it's Braves. That's pretty much my top three with the other teams to follow. So there you go, folks. It's going to be a fun 11-game slate. Good to be back after I took a day off for the holiday and whatnot. But we are back in action. 11-game slate for you on a Wednesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK, and I'll be in the fantasy, or the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord as well to answer questions there throughout the day. And I'll drop my cheat sheet about give or take an hour before lock, depending on what's going on in my lifestyle and day. So I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 5th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.